天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，弓长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。弟兄姐妹们，你是否一直在孜孜不倦地寻找着快乐呢？你是否常常被困扰，甚至陷在某种事物的控制下而无法自拔呢？今天就让我们来跟随麦克牧师，从诗篇中来寻找答案吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Again, we are very grateful that you've tuned in to listen to this broadcast.
谢谢你再次收听我们的节目。
In fact, we really love to hear from you and hear how God is using these messages in your life.
我们盼望你能告诉我们神怎样使用这个节目的信息来改变你的人生。
And you can get in touch with us either by mail or through the internet.
你可以写信或者是发电子邮件给我们。
And we'll give you the address at the end of this broadcast.
我们会在节目的最后告诉你我们的地址。
But I want to begin by telling you something that you will know anyway.
现在我要告诉你一些你迟早都会知道的消息。
Since the beginning of time,
自创世以来,
the human race has been trying to define happiness.
人类就一直试图寻找快乐的意义。
In fact, the human race has been trying to pursue and find happiness.
事实上，人类一直在追寻幸福快乐。
For centuries, philosophers have been wrestling with this question.
历史历代的哲学家也一直在思考这个问题。
They have been asking, what is happiness?
他们一直在问，究竟什么是快乐呢？
And they have not come to an agreement yet.
可是从未找到一致的答案。
As I looked through the scripture,
当我阅读圣经的时候,
I found it easier to define what happiness is not than to define what happiness is.
我发现其中更容易找到痛苦和不快乐的定义。
Let me tell you 10 things that will guarantee you misery.
让我来告诉十项必定会带给你痛苦和不幸的起因。
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗?
First,
第一件,
make little things bother you and irritate you.
为琐碎的事烦恼激怒。
Secondly,
第二,
lose your perspective on things.
失去客观的角度。
And keep that perspective lost all the time.
而且一直无法恢复冷静客观。
Thirdly,
第三
worry about that which you cannot change.
为那些你不能改变的事而担忧。
Fourthly,
第四
be intolerant of others' failures.
不能宽容别人的失败。
Fifth,
第五
be right always.
坚持自己总是对的。
Be the only one who is right.
是唯一做得对的人。
And be rigid about your rightness.
而且很固执地坚持下去。
Six,
第六。
Don't trust, believe, or accept people.
不信任，不相信，也不接纳别人。
Seven,
第七。
Always compare yourself unfavorably to others.
总是和别人比较，并认为自己不如人。
Eight,
第八。
Take everything you don't like personally.
认为所有不顺利的事都是针对你而来的。
Nine.
第九。
Don't give of yourself wholeheartedly to anything or anybody.
对任何人或事都不愿意全力以赴。
Ten and final.
最后第十
Make happiness to be the aim of your life.
以快乐当作你人生的目的。
Now, my listening friends, I want to tell you, if you practice these 10 things,
亲爱的朋友，如果这十项都是你所做的事，
you can guarantee yourself an unhappy life.
你的人生一定不快乐。
The truth is this.
事实上，
throughout history, we find that every culture of the world is in pursuit of happiness.
在整个历史长河中，世上的每一种文化都在追寻快乐。
The Stoics have taught that the best way to be happy is to eliminate your desires altogether.
苦修的人告诉我们，得到快乐的最好方法就是消除一切欲望。
Because when you are not expecting anything, you will not be disappointed.
因为当你没有任何期盼，也就不会经历任何失望。
But that's not the case in Psalm 126.
但这不是诗篇126篇里所讲的。
Before I explain this psalm, let's read it together.
今天我们要来看这首诗篇，让我们首先一起读一遍。诗篇第126篇。当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。耶和华，求你使我们被掳的归回，好像南地的河水复流。流泪撒种的必欢呼收割，那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
You notice that in Psalm 126, we see people who are very happy and full of joy.
在这首诗里，我们看到一些非常快乐的人，他们充满了喜乐。
They said our mouths are filled with laughter and singing.
他们说，我们满口喜乐，歌唱。
Not only are these people rejoicing,
其实不只是这些人在欢呼，
But their surrounding neighbors who see them happy become happy for their sake.
他们周围的人看到他们如此喜乐，也为他们高兴。
The psalmist does not define happiness here in Psalm 126.
在这首诗里，诗人没有说快乐的定义是什么。
He only describes it.
他只是描述快乐。
In fact, verse 3 is a vivid picture of happiness.
在第三节生动地描述了快乐的场景。
According to Psalm 126,
在诗篇126篇里，
there are three descriptions of happiness.
描述了快乐的三方面。
The first one tells us that happiness is freedom.
第一，快乐是一种自由。
And we see this in verses 1, 2, and 3.
这一点可以从第一、二、三节里看到。
Second, he tells us that happiness is fullness.
第二，诗人告诉我们，快乐是一种丰满。
And you see this in verse 4.
这可以在第四节里看到。
Thirdly, he tells us that happiness is fruitfulness.
第三，他告诉我们，快乐是果实累累的。
And you find this in verses 5 and 6.
你可以在第五、六节里看到这一点。
Let's begin at the first three verses of Psalm 126.
让我们从诗篇126篇头三节开始。
The psalmist says that happiness is freedom.
诗人说，快乐就是自由。
But before I explain this, let me give you a historical background.
在解释这点以前，我要告诉你一些历史的背景。
The people of God here were celebrating something exciting.
那时，神的子民在庆祝一件非常振奋人心的事。
There was a supernatural intervention of God in their lives.
神以超自然的形式介入了他们的生命。
This psalmist is describing something that was not expected.
诗人形容这件事完全出乎意料。
And the people here are absolutely ecstatic.
让他们欣喜若狂。
They are standing in awe at what happened.
他们看着眼前所发生的，心中充满敬畏。
A siege of Jerusalem had taken place.
当时耶路撒冷被敌人包围。
And right at the time when they were scared and afraid,
他们本来十分惊恐。
When they were ready to give up on life itself,
甚至准备放弃生命。
God intervenes supernaturally and shocks them.
然而神亲自介入，让他们非常震惊。
And the psalmist tells us that not only they were happy,
诗人说，不仅仅他们快乐欢呼。
But other nations were excited as well.
其他国家也非常兴奋。
Even their enemies were rejoicing with them.
甚至他们的仇敌也和他们一起欢呼。
Most Old Testament historians tell us that this psalm describes the Lord's deliverance of Jerusalem.
一般圣经学者都同意，在这里诗篇的作者描述的是西西家王统治的时代，神拯救了耶路撒冷。
Deliverance from the Assyrian army during the reign of King Hezekiah.
神把耶路撒冷从亚述王西拿基利的手里解救出来。
Remember, King Hezekiah was a godly king.
请记住，西西家王是个敬畏神的人。
He wanted only to obey and serve God.
他甘心顺服并服侍独一的真神。
He was interested only in what God had to say to the nation.
他只关心神对他的国家有什么旨意。
King Hezekiah was looking for political solutions.
西西家王原先想要从政治上寻求解决的办法。
In fact, these events are recorded in 2 Kings chapters 18 and 19 and 2 Chronicles 32.
这些历史事件记载在《列王记下》18章、19章和《历代志下》32章里。
And also we find more information on this in Isaiah chapter 36 and 37.
我们还可以从以赛亚书36、37章里看到更多有关这段历史的记载。
Hezekiah would not compromise with the Assyrians.
西西家王不愿向亚述人妥协。
He wanted only what God wanted.
他只想让神的心愿实现。
So the king of Assyria, Sennacherib, was totally furious.
那时亚述王西拿基利极其愤怒。
And he wanted to bring Jerusalem to its knees.
他要全耶路撒冷城向他俯首称臣。
Planning, of course, to get the rest of the nations.
并且攻占整个国家。
But godly King Hezekiah went straight to Isaiah the prophet.
但是敬畏神的西西家王来到先知以赛亚那里。
And he said to him,
对他说,
Prophet of God, what am I supposed to do about this?
神的先知啊，我应该做什么呢?
Isaiah gives him a word of encouragement and assurance.
以赛亚鼓励他，安慰他。
Isaiah said to the king,
以赛亚对王说,
King, you keep doing what you're doing.
王啊，你就维持一贯所做的事。
You are doing exactly the right thing.
因为你所做的在神眼里看为正直。
God is going to take care of you.
神一定会保护你。
Now, 158,000 military personnel of the Assyrian army are surrounding the walls of the city.
后来亚述的185,000大军包围了耶路撒冷城。
Cutting the food and the water supply,
切断了食水和粮食的供应。
The people were terrified and they were screaming at the king.
城里的百姓都吓坏了，他们向西西家王呼喊。
But it takes a man of God to trust God and take Isaiah at his word.
然而属神的人对神有信心，并相信先知以赛亚的话。
Hezekiah did exactly that.
西西家王正是这样的人。
The king said to the Lord,
他对神说,
Lord, I'm going to trust you and obey you.
耶和华，我相信你，顺服你。
I am going to persevere.
我要坚持到底。
And I know somehow you're going to intervene.
我知道你一定会介入。
Do you know what happened?
你知道后来发生了什么事吗？
These 185,000 Assyrian soldiers were slain by the angel of God in one night.
那十八万五千亚述大军被神的使者一夜之间都杀光了。
And God's people did not have to fight at all.
神的子民根本不需要出去征战。
All they had to do was trust and wait on God to answer their prayers.
他们需要做的就是相信神，等候神应允他们的祷告。
And God did the rest.
其他的一切神都会去做。
So you can imagine the amazement of the people in Jerusalem when they opened the gates in the morning.
你可以想象第二天清早，当耶路撒冷的百姓打开城门的时候，他们是多么的惊讶。
And there they saw behind the wall all the Assyrian army lying dead.
在城墙的外面，所有的亚述士兵都躺在地上，尸横遍野。
Now, no wonder the psalmist said this was an incredible dream.
难怪诗人说这简直就是一场梦。
Imagine the amazement of the neighboring nations.
想想看，邻邦的国家会有多惊讶。
Who knew in their hearts that if Jerusalem fell, they would be next.
因为没有人知道耶路撒冷沦陷之后，下一个会轮到谁。
Imagine their excitement.
想一想他们是如何的激动。
They were not happy for Jerusalem only, but they were happy for themselves.
他们不单单为耶路撒冷高兴，也为他们自己高兴。
Because the Assyrians of those days were known as very barbaric.
因为那时的亚述人非常的野蛮残暴。
But what is the spiritual implication of this psalm for us today?
那这首诗在今天有什么属灵的意义呢？
It tells us that happiness is freedom.
它告诉我们快乐就是自由。
There is no joy in bondage.
被捆绑被束缚是不会有喜乐的。
People who live without God in their life,
不信神的人,
they like to think that freedom means to pursue pleasure.
他们认为自由就是可以尽情追求享乐。
Whatever pleasure they desire,
凡是能够满足他们欲望的事。
And they consider that to be happiness.
这样就叫做幸福快乐。
I hope you will not make the mistake of thinking that sin is always misery.
我希望你不要误以为罪总是很痛苦的。
The scripture said there is pleasure in sin.
圣经提到说有罪中之乐。
But it says the pleasures of sin are for a moment.
但是圣经也同时告诉我们罪中之乐只有片刻。
There is a time when sin is pleasurable.
有时候罪让你觉得很高兴。
But it is only for a moment.
但这种快乐只有片刻。
There are people who take drugs.
有些人吸食毒品。
Others drink alcohol,
有些人酗酒,
thinking that this is how they deaden their emotional pain.
他们觉得这会有助于他们减轻情感的伤痛。
That may work for an hour.
起初的确会让他们感到暂时的解脱。
Then they have to take more.
然后他们需要吸食更多。
And several months or years later, they have to double that again.
几个月或是几年以后，他们需要使用双倍的分量。
Until their brains and their liver are damaged.
直到他们的大脑和肝脏损坏。
And the whole body begins to fall apart.
整个身体开始垮掉。
Oh yes, there is pleasure in sin for a moment.
所以最终只有片刻的欢愉。
On the other hand, there are those who may never drink alcohol or take chemical substance.
另外，有些人也许从不酗酒或者吸食毒品。
And yet they are enslaved to all kinds of fears in their lives.
然而他们的人生却被各种各样的恐惧所控制。
Fear can destroy them just as effectively as alcohol and drugs.
那些恐惧就像酒和毒品一样可以摧毁他们。
They are in bondage of feeling locked in their circumstances.
他们觉得被自己的处境捆锁。
Or there are some who are in bondage to what other people say of them.
有些人被其他人的闲言闲语牵制。
But they have the freedom to choose how you are going to react to what people say.
其实我们大可以选择该如何回应别人的批评。
Instead of being enslaved to those who are your critics.
与其被批评你的人控制你。
You can choose to love them.
不如选择去爱他们。
Then there are others who are in bondage to their desire.
有些人被自己的欲望所捆绑。
And some are in bondage to hopelessness and pessimism.
有些人被绝望和悲观所捆绑。
And there are those who are in bondage to gloom and doom.
有些人被忧郁和厄运所捆绑。
There are all kinds of bondage.
世界上有各种各样的捆绑。
These bondages are just as real as Hezekiah's when he sat inside the city surrounded by the Assyrian army.
这些捆绑就像西西家王被亚述大军围困的情景一样。
Yet the good news is that Jesus delivers us from all bondage.
然而我要告诉你一个好消息，耶稣要救我们脱离各样的捆绑。
Listen to what he said in John chapter 8, verse 32.
我们来听听约翰福音第八章三十二节的经文。
That you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
We know that happiness is freedom.
我们知道快乐就是自由。
But just what is true freedom?
可是什么是真正的自由呢？
I will answer this question in the next broadcast.
下次节目我要回答这个问题。
Plus, we will talk about the fullness and fruitfulness of happiness.
而且我还要继续谈快乐的丰满和喜乐的果实。
As we continue this series from Psalm 126 on defining happiness.
我们会继续根据诗篇126篇来告诉你什么是快乐。愿神大大的赐福给你，再会。
是啊，真理必定会让你得自由。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，无论你现在是被酒精、烟类，亦或被恼怒或者记恨的情绪所捆绑，都应当勇敢地来到主耶稣的面前做释放的祷告。因为他的爱是叫我们得自由，他的爱是来医治我们的伤痛的。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里。愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
心中的